Our readings today and the responsorial psalm call us to praise God, to praise the Lord, especially because He has a preference for the poor and the oppressed, for the orphans and the widows, for captives and strangers, for the blind and forgotten. He has a preference for those who suffer. And for that, we must praise God. Let us find out the invitations of Jesus for us today. We live in a time with very easy access to all kinds of publications, with all kinds of ideas or even doctrines, to all kinds of news. We have access to a very large volume of information that we can access through the phone, through the internet, the television or broadcast. And just something funny, before coming to Mass, somebody told me, "Oh, Father, there is too much things. My memory is already full up. I have no more space in my brain. Too many things." And she said that she is cleaning the memory of things that are not important. The gospel today, Jesus invites us to be attentive, to be aware of false doctrines or false testimony of the faith. So we are called to be critical about the things that we read, the things that we access. And always we need to ask ourselves, what is the intention of that publication? But what is more important, Jesus called us not to be like those scribes who were searching for honors and were taking advantage of others. He called us to be good disciples. He called us to be good and sincere witness of the gospel in our time and in our community. And He invites us to know and to ask ourselves, what is my motivation for the things that I do at home, with my community, here in the parish? What is my motivation? To be praised by others, or to praise God and to give Him honor and glory? In the second part of the gospel, Jesus called us to give not from our surplus wealth, but to give ourselves. To contribute not only with material things. Yes, they are important and they are needed. But He's calling us to be able to give what we are. That is more important. To be able to give what we are, with the security and trust in the providence of God. As we saw in the readings today, the two widows who were poor, but they trust in God, and God provide. We are called today to be generous, giving ourselves to others. We are called to be the hands of God, being ready to serve those around us. And that invitation can be applied to any level of life, there at home, with your family. We are called to be generous and to give ourselves to them. Today, a big challenge is to be able to share our time with others. Quality time, not only to be there, but to have a quality time with your family. That you are not busy in the phone, or you are not busy doing nothing, but just ready to do more than is expected. This ain't about forgiveness, understanding, concern, and many other things related with family life. That can be applied also to the things that we do. If you are still working like me, try to be generous. Try to do more than expected. Even though sometimes you get a call in the middle of the night, Father, you are needed in the hospital, and you say, but then you do it because that is your call. That happened also to a doctor. That happened also to a nurse. That happened also to anybody. If you are still working, or even though if you are retired and you do things just for fun, do it with generosity. Try to give up yourself to others. In our parish, in our community, we also have many, many opportunities to get involved and to practice this invitation of the gospel. Give up yourself. And we have many possibilities to help others, to help the community, to be involved with the youth, with the children, with the teaching of the Catholic doctrine. By the way, thank you to those who help with catechetics and teaching. Thank you for those who are involved with the education of the adults, those who want to be Catholics. You have the opportunity, many opportunities, to give yourself to the service of others. And what is more important, we all together can build a welcoming, united, and integrated parish. That is a big challenge for us, being a large community. Sometimes you don't know each other. You only eventually know those that come to your mass, but we have many more. And then the big challenge is to build up a welcoming, united, and integrated community of believers. Knowing that we all, even though different, we all are the children of God. How do you feel here at the parish? What else do you think will be good to do and to offer that others will be get involved? What else can you do out of generosity for others? What can you do to get more involved in the life of the community? May the Lord increase our faith to put our trust in Him, to be able to be more generous in our answer to His calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.